You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 57.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your mindful marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. I know how frustrating it can be to launch a new business, so I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, make money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can also be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Lisa Mackenberg. Lisa is an instructor and staff hypnotherapist at HMI College of Hypnotherapy in Tarzana, California. She is also the host of the popular internet shows Amazing Mind and Hypnosis Today on Hypnosis TV. Lisa was just featured as the Hypno Mom on Bravo's new show Extreme Parenting, and watch for her new show You Cannot Lick Your Elbow on National Geographic Channel in 2015. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today.
I'm so excited to talk to you, Kimberly. I was really looking forward to doing this interview with you since mindful marketing is one of my passions.
Oh, fantastic. We have great things to talk about. So I would love to hear your personal story and your journey about how you started down the road to hypnotherapy and how you turned that into a successful business.
Well, you know, I started with a background in marketing, and I was working for a little company. I guess I won't tell you which one it was, but it's pretty huge. And I was doing pharmaceutical sales. Now, you know what they call that? They call that the golden handcuffs.
Yep.
Because it is very lucrative. It's very easy. And yet it doesn't have, if someone who's, that's not your passion, it can feel like something that is not particularly meaningful. Those who do it and love it, I applaud you. But for me, it didn't have a lot of meaning. I think because of that, what happened was I developed a fear of public speaking, and it interfered with my career. So I went in to see a hypnotherapist, and in 6 short weeks, I was completely through it. I fell madly, passionately in love with the field of hypnotherapy because it was so fast and so effective and so non-invasive. And so I went to HMI College. I got my certificate. I was so much through my fear of public speaking that they asked me to come on staff and then to teach a workshop. And from there, they invited me to become an instructor. And now, you know, from a little girl who started with a fear of public speaking, I now have done some television. I have 2 interview shows, and I have had over 1 million views to my shows on Hypnosis TV.
That is phenomenal. Congratulations on that. That's a great number.
Thank you.
So that is really fantastic. I love how, you know, you were down one road and then hypnotherapy came in and you're like, oh, that's my life calling. You just never know where it's going to come from.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So now, what was the actual turning point when you said, okay, this was really amazing. Now let's, I'm going to do this. I'm going to leave the whole pharmaceutical stuff and now do this. What was that turning point? What was that like for you?
When I was doing the pharmaceutical sales and went in to see the hypnotherapist, I saw the passion in her eyes. And I realized if I was doing something like this every Sunday night, instead of feeling a little blue, a little depressed, it's called the Sunday night blues for a lot of people who are working. On Sunday night, I knew that I would be joyous because tomorrow morning, if I did this, I could make a difference in someone's life and be like a vessel of light.
That's amazing. I remember those Sunday blues. I don't think I slept on a Sunday night for years.
Yeah, it's not terrible, but it's not great either.
No. So what do you say now with your marketing background, which is such a great thing to have, as we know, with the business side that when we're creating businesses, but being in mind, body, spirit, what do you think are the greatest marketing challenges that that community faces in getting themselves out there?
The first thing is that we come from a very, very, very old mindset that marketing means competition. And we come in believing that the world is a pie. And if you, Kimberly, get more than me, then you have more and I necessarily have less. So maybe I have to step on your fingers or your head to be able to get more of the pie. So when you're in the mind, body, spirit field and you come from a competitive frame of mind, it's antithetical, it's contradictory, and you can't do it. So you end up paralyzed. Do you know what I mean?
I do. And my clients do.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to call people instead of, because I like how you brought up the competition thing, because so many people is like, well, are there enough people out there and who's going to listen to me? And I like to call them complimentors. So that way, because we're all working together, for everybody can be successful if we work together.
Exactly. So we need cooperation. We don't need competition. And the way I look at it is, okay, if we take a look at our body, each and every organ cooperates with the other so the entire mechanism can work more effectively. If the cells in our body were competing, well, that wouldn't be very good at all and we wouldn't be functioning.
Yeah.
And we could take a lesson from just looking within our own human bodies the way we were created.
That's such a great point. Just look at what nature created and that's what works.
Yes. Yeah.
So who are your ideal clients and what's your marketing strategy that you use to go for them?
Well, I start with a mindset. I start with a mindset that we live in a world of abundance and there is always enough and my cup runneth over. So I see myself as someone who is able to, well, I'm not smarter than anybody, but I have the one thing that nobody has about him or herself. You know what that is?
Do tell.
Objectivity. I don't have any for myself, but I have a ton for you about your life. So it's not my journey. I see myself as a companion on people's journey. To be the objective party who is an observer or a witness to your story, someone who is your cheerleader and your number one fan, someone who can be with you in unconditional positive regard, and someone who can give a perspective that is not so laden with the emotions that surround any kind of a challenge or an issue. And I think that everyone can use someone who's not a friend, but someone who is a companion and has objectivity. And it's not about what I can do for you and you can do for me. My only job is to be there for you.
That's fantastic. And you know, that brings home a really good point, because to have someone with that objectivity, I don't think we really bring people like that in our lives because everyone's too intertwined. That's so valuable.
That's why therapists don't have dual relationships. If you work for Disney and I really want you to get me Disneyland tickets, I can't be an effective hypnotherapist for you because I have an agenda.
Right.
Now to that, I can add one more level. I also understand the workings of the conscious and the subconscious mind. And may I give you an example?
Absolutely.
Let's say, well, here, I'll just break it down to the research. And I always say my co-host is research for this podcast. Okay. About 12% of consciousness is the conscious mind. It has logic, reason, willpower. You know what willpower is, Kimberly?
I would love to hear your definition.
It's the thing that's never there when you need it.
So true, isn't it?
Logic, reason, willpower, a voice, decision-making, and superior judgment. But it's only 12%. 88% are things that are familiar or known that have been repeated. Just like putting software into a computer. They're just things that are familiar. So I'm going to give you the most Well, I think it's the classic example. Have you ever met anyone in your life who is trying to lose weight?
Oh, everywhere, right? Everywhere we turn, especially with the holidays coming.
Especially with the holidays. And that person looks in the mirror and that person says, with my logic, reason, and willpower, I will eat less and exercise more. And with my voice, I'll even say it. And then they go to a beautiful holiday feast. There's some mashed potatoes. There's some yams. There's some gravy. There's certainly those fluffy, fluffy muffins. And the 12% says, it is logical not to eat this. It's inconsistent with your goal. And the 88% says, eat this. You will feel good, not bad. It is familiar. Let's do what's familiar. And then the 88% and the 12% take a vote. Who wins?
Do tell.
Well, 12 says no and 88% says yes. Which one wins?
Of course, the one that we don't want to.
8% wins, right?
Right.
And then you can actually see people saying, I shouldn't be eating this while the person's eating it. And you think that's an odd thing to say.
Like, their mouth is full. They're like, I shouldn't be doing this.
And that's the contrast between the 12% and the 88%. So, and that's true for weight. That's true with getting all involved emotionally with your family of origin, even though you're an adult and you're not 12 and a half anymore. it's so many things. It's smoking, nail biting, so many things. Even yelling at your kids when you really don't want to. The 88% says, let's do it. It's familiar. And the 12% says, well, this is not logical.
Right.
So what's the solution? The solution is, we need to open up that subconscious mind and now put in a brand new known, something that's familiar. Like, I can be at a holiday dinner. I can have just a little nibble until I'm comfortable and taste everything and feel like I'm in a world of abundance without overeating anything that feels familiar. Then the 12% says this is logical. The 88% says this is familiar. We got 100%. And a person now can control his or her eating.
That's an amazing way to look at it, right? And that familiar part, that 88%, that's so hard to overcome.
Oh, I know. Especially when you don't look at it like this, nor do you have the tools to hack into the subconscious and make the changes you want. Like, you could hack into your computer or just update the software in your computer so it is more effective and does more of what you want instead of what the old programming says.
Amazing. So how are you marketing to your ideal client? I mean, we know what gifts you have to bring to them, but how are you marketing to them using your expertise?
Well, the first thing I do and the first thing I'm going to recommend to everybody is to walk the walk and be a living example of the things that you have to offer, which means every single time you walk out of your house, you start with the intention. Today, I am going to run into people who need and want and can benefit from my service. And you project that intention right out your front door, right into your car. So now, you dress looking the part. You always have plenty of your business cards ready to go. You look receptive. But here, I'm going to give you the biggest secret of all. But you have to promise not to tell all of your listeners.
I don't know if I can guarantee that one.
So I'm a hypnotherapist, and you have your wonderful radio show. And let's say there's other holistic healers out there. Let's say we have some chiropractors. We have some acupressure people out there. We have some Reiki people there. Maybe there's other therapists or hypnotherapists or anyone in the alternative complementary healing field. Anybody. Ready for this?
Ready.
That person needs to carry a book on his or her field under his or her arm with a bunch of business cards stuck in just like a bookmark. And then go every place and always bring your book with you and always look like you're dressed for success. And when you go to Starbucks, when you go to the restaurant, when you go to the shopping center, when you go to the grocery store, whoever stops and says, my goodness, what are you reading? Already we know that that person has a burning interest in that. And believe it or not, and I know that you know marketing, and remember I told you that research is my co-host today?
Yes.
One out of four people who stop and ask you will convert and become a paying client.
That's an amazing conversion rate.
That's a 25% conversion rate of every four people who stop you. And let's say that of the four, three take your cards. Of the three, one will call you and make that appointment and come in and see you.
That's a fantastic conversion rate. And I know they say, always have your book with you. I don't care where you are, book with you. And you're right, bookmarks or cards with your name, like that's the thing.
Yes.
I even know someone that went so far, and I thought this was brilliant. She always had her book with her, and if someone wanted to buy it, she had the cube thing on her phone, and she could just run their credit card right there, and they could buy the book from her at that moment. And I love that.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I have a witness. I carry all of my stuff. My trunk is a tiny little rolling office, rolling retail establishment. I take cash, credit cards, and checks. So that's what you do face to face. But you want to know the truth? Nobody can make a living with the people, the 700,000 people that you run into over a week or a month time. We have to do other things than those kinds of face-to-facey kinds of things. And so here is the other way to market. And again, I'm talking to not only the conscious but the subconscious mind. If anybody has a fear of public speaking, call me. Now you have my information. In other words, if you have a fear of public speaking, get over it, no matter what it takes, and create seminars, webinars, things on the internet, things in a private home where you ask people to come and gather, things for charity events, things for nonprofit, things at assisted living senior centers, things at schools or the PTA, in the library after one evening at school. And when you give a lecture and give real information on your expertise, first of all, of course, you're perceived as an expert because you are. When you give people real information that people can use that day when those people get home and it really works, they're going to want more of it. And those convert at a very, very high level. So those are more of face-to-face but in big venues as speaking engagements. And we do them on the web. You can get clients via Skype or FaceTime from all over the world.
It's, the internet is such a gift, isn't it? What did we do before?
Oh, it was face-to-face. I would give it in an auditorium of a school. Mm-hmm. And can't tell anybody, I'm 55. And I learned computer programming. We had punch cards.
I actually remember my dad talking about that.
Oh, my goodness. God bless him.
That's great. That was lovely. So are you using social media at all?
I do use social media. There's a lot of it out there. But in a way, I use more social media as a way to get guests for my show. And then what happens, and see, marketing's like ocean waves, like throwing a pebble into a still stream. So let's say now I've contacted you and now I'm a guest on your show. And if someone says, you know, I wish I could stop smoking. It is really bad for my health and I feel like I'm stuck. You might say, well, I know a hypnotherapist and it doesn't matter. She also works over FaceTime or Skype.
Right. You can be anywhere, anytime for anyone.
Exactly. So I use social media to get guests for my show, to let people know that my show's going on. And then every once in a while, and this is for real and true, every once in a while, someone will see something on social media and call me for a session, but mostly someone sees my show, which is on the web, and then that person calls or Skypes for a session.
Yep, that's a great way to connect with them. That's fantastic. So now you mentioned your book. So let's talk a little bit about your book and your process of creating your book. Did you self-publish? Did you go traditional? How did you do that?
Here's the thing, Kimberly. I don't have a book. And what I mean by that is everything that goes on in a person's life can either be seen as a disability or an opportunity. I am dyslexic, and so I have a very, very hard time reading above a 12th grade level, although I can listen to anything and get all my information. And with my writing, I am much better with articulating. So instead of writing books, I have continuing education courses where I am lecturing, I am hypnotizing clients on camera, and each and every one has a workbook. So for example, here are some of my workshops that also are workbooks. Hypnosis and post-traumatic stress disorder, all empirically based, all based on research. The top research, I got it by listening to my continuing education, listening to my books on tape. It is all pared down, so it's extremely easy to access. And there are hypnosis scripts. There are exercises. There are worksheets. There is everything that anyone with post-traumatic stress would need by looking at a workbook. And if that person wants, there is videos to go along with it, me teaching and me hypnotizing clients with post-traumatic stress, so you can see a session, six sessions in real time. Now, this is not only good for the person with post-traumatic stress, but somebody who wants to treat it, who is a psychologist, a Reiki practitioner, an energy worker, clergy, even a spouse of someone, or a parent or a child of someone with post-traumatic stress. So I have one on post-traumatic stress. I have one on ADD. I have one on a hypnosis to be comfortable before and after dental and medical surgeries and procedures, one on joyous labor and childbirth with hypnosis. So mine are workbooks and seminars with it.
Okay.
And that, and also one, which is the biggest one, which I think is something that everybody can be aware of because of our aging population, hypnosis and seniors, the challenge and the gift. And then that's a companion one, taking care of the caregiver. That's the most stressed population I've ever seen, is people who are taking care of seniors or little tiny children or anybody with learning, social, or physical differences.
And that's, you know, and that's such an awesome thing to have, because you're right, the caregivers, they kind of get forgotten. It's that little piece. I like that. I just had to touch on that, having gone through that experience, knowing what that's like. So that's a really nice thing to have.
Can I ask you, who did you go through it with?
My mom. And
here.
Yes. Yeah. And it was shorter term, at least it wasn't extended, but it was, it would still that it's stressful. It's stressful that someone you love is ill, and in my case, she passed from cancer, and so it's just it's a tough position to be in. And you're like, wow. And then you don't want to. It's an odd thing. And for anyone listening who's been through it, you know, sometimes you have that little guilt. You're like, oh my goodness, I have to like taking care of yourself, and then having to take care of them. And so I think that's a really beautiful thing to have, because it is overlooked on how stressful that can really be.
Yes. And you touched on it. Is how can caregivers give ourselves permission to take care of ourselves, because it becomes a problem of permission.
Yeah.
When someone else needs you so badly, how dare you take care of yourself?
Right.
That becomes a thought. It's a thinking error, but it's a real thought.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, that's really, you have your workshops. I love that. Now, let's talk, we'll hop back into the business arena a little bit. So what's been your greatest business success? And then I'm going to flip it around and ask you for your failure, because we always learn so much from the failures.
My greatest business success is taking a look and finding out where is there a niche? Where is there a niche for me? And again, how can I turn what others would perceive as adversity into an opportunity, a lesson, or a gift? So what happened is, well, I had a fertility journey. Just very, 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 very difficult time getting pregnant and keeping my pregnancies. And yet I was blessed with modern medicine and, you know, mind-body connection. I'm telling you, It's not an either or anymore. You use the best of Western medicine and the best of Eastern medicine, the best of the West and the best of the East, I call it. And so with in vitro fertilization, I was very blessed to give birth to twin sons.
Wow.
And I looked around for any kind of a program, and oh my gosh, there was nothing. There was nothing for me. Everybody could tell me about one baby, but it had nothing to do with me because, do you have kids, Kimberly?
I do not. I have a little dog.
Same thing.
I like to think so.
Same thing. But a lot of times, you know, I go into people who would say, you know, put your baby in a sling and wear your baby until your baby leaves for medical school. And that's very impractical when you have twins. So I started Mommy and We, and it was only for twins, triplets, and quads. And that thing was huge. I started it in West LA, and it expanded all over the valley, West LA, Malibu, Palisades. And it's my sons are 18, and then I was very blessed with a daughter who's now 16. But Mommy and We is still going strong all over Southern California.
That's fantastic. I love it. Well, should I ever be in that predicament, which I don't foresee in any near future, I'll remember that.
Well, who knows what the future can hold.
That is true. That is true. And how about the greatest failure and what that lesson was coming out of that?
You know, I will say that I learned from my mistakes. And this is something that I want everybody to learn from my mistake, so you don't have to make it. Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
Everybody there who is a practitioner, everyone listening who's a practitioner of any kind, truly understand what you are doing, understand it legally, understand the limitations of what you've been trained to do. And the only thing that's going to get you in trouble is greed and ego. Okay? If someone says, well, listen, I know you do that, but can you do this for me? I'll pay you. The answer is no. Not all money is good money. And don't ever work outside of the scope of what you've been trained to do, because everyone, do no harm.
That's such fantastic advice, because we the ego steps in. I could do that.
Oh, ego and greed. And at one time, I suffered from both. But you know, when anyone missteps, what you do is you take a look. And here's some advice for anybody who misstepped. Don't mire yourself in the feeling of shame around it. Look at it from the third person. Just look at it like you're looking at something objectively and ask yourself, what happened? What did I learn? And what's my plan from now moving forward?
Yep.
And you know, I'm very blessed. I didn't hurt anybody, but I could have.
Right. That is truly a great lesson, because it's so easy to say yes to something so that it sounds like we know what we're talking about.
Well, people are offering to pay you lots and lots and lots of money.
Right.
And the other thing I would say now with, you know, with the internet, with television and cable, the media, it's a voracious medium. And we have to watch our boundaries, Kimberly, when we don't want to have any dual relationships. And, you know, ask yourself, what would happen? Here you are, you have a radio show. Are you also in private practice?
Well, I consult, so I'm a consultant, so I guess yes. But is that true? I'm going to say that I don't deal with people's emotional side, but that's not true, because a lot of my work with my clients is still emotional.
yes. Okay, so what can happen is that, let's say that you're someone who's in private practice as a adjunct, complementary alternative healer, a hypnotherapist, a psychologist, and you see the biggest producer on planet Earth who says, you're fantastic. I want to give you your own show. Well, that puts you in a bind, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't want dual relationships, but we also don't want to say no to having a big show on CBS, ABC, MOUSE, right? So the thing I would say is never, ever lose your moral compass, because you can have fame and fortune. And right now we don't know the difference between fame and notoriety. I won't mention any TV shows. I'm sure you're thinking of them all yourself. And you don't want to become seduced. So you end up as either Enron or Fannie Mae.
It can happen. It can happen. So, Liz, what books have been influential in your life? And it could be spiritual, it could be business and helping you get things together. What one or two recommendations do you have?
I like The Drama of the Gifted Child, especially when you're working with women clients, anybody who is a people pleaser. It teaches about how to reestablish healthy healthy boundaries, even if your parents directly or indirectly said to you, you know what, it's really your job to make me happy. It's really your job to calm me down when I'm mad. It's your job to help me regulate my emotions. Kids who are brought up like that, a lot of times it's very hard to say no. So I love that book. I also like, for anyone who's doing parenting, you know, with the Mommy and Me, I teach a lot of parenting, how to talk so children will listen, how to listen so children will talk, and Siblings Without Rivalry. They're both by Farber, F-A-R-B-E-R, Farber. Certainly love all of the Eckhart Tolle stuff. I'm sure you hear a lot of that.
Yep.
And if I may, I study Kabbalah quite a bit. So anything to read or listen to by the Baal Shem Tov, you get a little bit of that ancient wisdom. Learning things like humankind, we're meant to progress. We are meant to evolve. If we're not progressing and evolving and changing, then what's stopping us? You know, if you're ever talking to a client and someone says, well, this is just the way I am. Oh, that's not an answer. If it's not growing, it's dying. So what is stopping you from evolving and refining and becoming your personal best?
I like it. I'm hearing myself give feedback. Hopefully my listeners don't hear that and don't worry about it. Pay no attention to the second sound of me. So now you have your new TV show coming out. I have to ask, you cannot lick your elbow. What is the, where did that come from? I must ask.
It was not, nobody called me and asked me, what should I call my show? Because believe me, that wouldn't have been it. This is the dear and wonderful people over at National Geographic Channel. And they're going in a direction now where they're fascinated by brain hacks and how can we take what we think are the limitations of humankind and really go just a little tiny bit beyond that. And so they have a brand new show called You Cannot Lick Your Elbow, because if you try it, you won't be able to do it. Nobody can. It's not how we're made. And they show about people who are able to do amazing things, and then we actually teach how. So that's coming up in February 2015, and my show is How Do You Use Hypnosis in a Dentist's Office? So in that show, you will see a real live human being, a woman who needs dental surgery. Right there in the chair, I come in and I hypnotize her, and I get her extremely deep. It's called a somnambulistic trance. And with that, the mind is perfectly comfortable and the body is perfectly comfortable and the mind's alert. And the dentist comes in and does a dental surgery. The only anesthesia she has is hypnosis. She's following directions. She can swallow and spit. She can slow her blood flow. The whole thing is filmed in one piece with no edits. And then when I awaken from the hypnotic sleep, she still is comfortable and is able to talk to the dentist. And immediately after, we interviewed her. Then we interviewed me. Then we interviewed the dentist. And that's on National Geographic Channel in February.
I cannot wait to see that. I think That's incredible. I mean, and you know, the mind is so powerful. We just we forget, or we like it's easier to not realize that we're 100% responsible and in control of what we feel, right? So it's so easy to let something else come in. But I love that, showing the power of the mind. That's really amazing.
And that really is the next evolution of humankind, is being able to have more mastery over our own emotions.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to see it. So any other things coming up on the horizon for you for building out your platform? What are your next steps?
Well, in March, I am going to be going back and filming some more for Hypnosis TV. I'm doing 4 shows of Amazing Mind with authors and psychologists and physicians. And then my second show is called Hypnosis Today, where I have hypnotherapists from all over the world. I even had someone who came in from New Zealand, which was really, 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 really fun. Between you and me, she was here on vacation and happened to coincide with my show. So
perfect.
I wish she flew in to do my show and then flew in the morning and flew out in the afternoon, but she didn't. And hypnotherapists come on and teach some of the latest things that those people are working on. Many of them, some of them do, some of them don't, but most of them come on with a client, and the client talks about his or her experience with a hypnotherapist and what it felt like, how it helped, and how it makes a difference in people's lives. And that is always available on Hypnosis TV 24/7, but you can also just put my name into YouTube and you can take a look at any of the things I've done on Amazing Mind or Hypnosis Today. I'm also doing a lot of radio, especially with podcasts like this, where I think it can really make a difference in people's lives. And if people knew that with marketing, when you look at it as cooperation, when you look at it as mutual benefit, that everybody's life becomes more abundant. And no one has to lose for you to win. That's my biggest message to everyone.
And that's a perfect message. I love that. And a perfect way to conclude the show. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and give them your website address again so that everyone has it. If they have a dentist trip planned and they'd like to hire you to come with them.
Well, this isn't parenting. If anybody wants to learn how to hypnotize yourself, because it all starts with, you can't teach your child containment and self-regulation unless you have containment and self-regulation. And that's the lion's share of my practice right now, along with pain management. And first of all, you can, may I give an email?
Absolutely.
Would that be all right?
Sure.
Everybody can reach me at lisarmackenberg@me.com. You can also go to hmigrads.com and look at Lisa Mackenberg, or you can go to instructors at HMI College of Hypnotherapy and just look, there's my shining face right there, Lisa R. Mackenberg. Or, you know, you Google me. I know I do every day. I'm kidding. That's a joke. You can also Google me and all my contact information will pop right up. And yes, I do answer my own phone.
I love it. Thank you so much for your information and time. It's been so much fun talking to you.
You too. And best of luck with everything you do.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.